We're pleased to be joined by two of the three Republicans running for governor. Alan Fung declined our invitation to take part in this discussion. Let's go straight to opening statements. Patricia Morgan, why are you the best candidate for governor in the Republican primary?
I want to thank you for hosting this, Ian, and your listeners for listening in. I'm running because I think Rhode Island is on the wrong path, and that fundamentally we're not serving the best interests of everyday hardworking Rhode Islanders, and I want to change that. I have been a student of state government now for 8 years, actually longer than that because I've been in politics for a long time. But I have seen the insider deals that hurt average folks. I have seen government broken, and I have solutions to fix it. So I'm running, and I'm asking everybody for their support and their vote, because when I'm governor, I will take on the hard challenges. I will make Rhode Island a better place for every Rhode Islander to live in.
Giovanni Ferosi, please give us your opening statement.
Well, thank you as well for having me and the listeners for listening in. The reality is that I have experience and leadership qualities that are necessary for Rhode Island to become a new Rhode Island. And if we don't want to be part of the same old runaround, where I'll give you an example, as we drive around Rhode Island, we see a lot of new Cumberland Farms or Seasons. The only thing you're going to get with every other candidate is a sign that says under new management. That's all it's going to say. It's not going to be brand new. So if you're looking for a future for your families, for yourself, then I'm the guy who's going to build a new Rhode Island. On top of that, I am an Italian immigrant who grew up in a blue-collar town like West Warwick, went through the public schools, went to URI, went through the advanced management program at the Wharton School of Business, was in the Army, have been to war, a former state senator, I have 5 children. I can keep on going, but they all result in the same thing: leadership and experience, and I have a vision for Rhode Island that's going to build a new Rhode Island.
A recent Channel 12 poll found that both of you are not well known by voters. The poll found, Patricia Morgan, that 50% of voters were not familiar with you, and 62% of voters were not familiar with you, Giovanni Ferosi. Mr. Ferosi, it seems like you might face the steepest climb in this three-way primary for governor among Republicans. What is your path to victory with less than 2 weeks to go?
I'm looking at, a last-minute barrage when it comes to media. Both earned and bought. We'll see where we get to with the bought media, what can come in the last few days. But one thing that I've stressed over and over again is not one candidate can have the earned media that I've had in a positive light. Some of us out there, that's not so great, but in a positive light. There's no candidate who's in Forbes magazine. There's no candidate who's in Inc. magazine.
You've also been in the Providence Journal with some stories that have not been very flattering.
Correct. And that's why you balance all that out. And the reality is that, I'm okay with keeping my message high, my positive campaign style, and just looking to create separation. And where we are now is a point where I believe, just tactically speaking, I'm trying to be the alternate to Alan Fung. So, of course, I'm going to direct most of my differences in comparing Patricia Morgan and myself. Why should you vote for me if you're not an Alan Fung guy? I think that's what it's all about, and that's where I am.
Patricia Morgan, you say that you're closer to Mayor Fung in this Republican primary than Mayor Fung's polling would suggest. Did you make a strategic mistake by not building a stronger foundation for your campaign, for example, by working sooner to build your name recognition, perhaps doing more to raise money in earlier years so you could compete on a more equal financial footing with Mayor Fung?
I'm focused on winning the primary. Primary first. Once I win the primary, everybody's going to know my name. So I'm not worried about that at all. I have the solutions that will make Rhode Island a better place for everyone to live. Yes, our polling shows that we are much closer. And in the last few weeks, I see real momentum building in my campaign since the chicken showed up on the on the scene.
And the chicken is something that you've used to dramatize Alan Fung's decision not to take part in debates like this one.
That's right. But why is he, you have to ask, why is he refusing? He likes to blame this on his consultants, but I'm a candidate. I make the decisions for my campaign. He's choosing not to share his opinions and his ideas with the people of Rhode Island. He wants to be a blank slate, and that's not what's in the best interests of an informed voter.
Let me hold you there, Patricia Morgan, so we can get more into the issues. As we know, unemployment in Rhode Island has gone down in recent years, but there are still many people in this state who are being left behind in the economy. Patricia Morgan, what would you do to help people who don't have the skills or education to effectively compete for jobs?
Yeah, one of the statistics is a third of our people are on Medicaid. And in the last quarter, we have added people to the Medicaid rolls. We haven't taken them down. If we really have that strong of an unemployment rate, you would think that fewer people would be on Medicaid.
So what am I going to do?
First, we have to fundamentally change the foundations of our economy. The governor has chosen to go after corporate welfare. She's picking winners and losers, giving money to big corporations. I think we need to go after the bad policies, the bad laws, the bad practices that are holding down all of our companies. Right? We don't have enough money to pay them all to come here and bring jobs. We need to make sure that we have a welcoming business environment for our small companies who have been very loyal for Rhode Island.
The governor has cut some taxes like the unemployment insurance tax.
Yeah. At the same time that we make one step forward, we take three steps back.
Okay. Let me hold you there. Giovanni Ferosi, same question to you. What would you do to try to help Rhode Islanders being left behind in the economic recovery who don't have the right skills or education to compete for jobs?
Well, we have to start with the fact that I've already done it. Right? I'm the largest employer in the state of Rhode Island in the last two decades. I created almost 4,000 jobs, 1,200 direct, and almost 2,800 resurrecting a supply chain. And why is that? The reason why is because I focused on an industry, not companies. And in our case, I resurrected the jewelry industry. So where am I today? Today, I've recognized that blockchain technology has the biggest opportunity worldwide. And so I've
focused on the
floor.
And why don't you explain for people who don't know, explain what blockchain technology is.
It's a distributed ledger system. Basically, it's a more trusted network for your information. And that's going to completely uproot the way we do things right now. And every business will have a blockchain version of themselves. And even how we move information in the future or verify information from driver's licenses to birth certificates. But all of that needs to be built, and that's the opportunity. So just very quickly, I built the four components for the Blockchain Center Development Act, and it is that you have to have education, making URI, CCRI, and Rhode Island College the center, so to have them focus on blockchain, computer science courses, and management courses. Then have the other eight universities plug in, so it's a consortium. The second is to allow blockchain companies to incorporate here and use it. The third is to actually have the state of Rhode Island use it. Let's get rid of the DMV. And then the fourth is to create what's called an accelerator, an incubator called the CryptoCosm Center that I want to move forward with.
You had asked about what we would do to get people's skills and their education up to snuff. I know every child can learn, but I know we're leaving a lot of them. A lot of them are graduating without the skills out of high school. So I really have a very thorough plan to make sure that every child is reading, writing, and doing math on grade level as they go through K through 12. Our employers and our children need to have those skills. Every diploma needs to have skills behind it. So that employers can find the employees that they need. And I'm going to put I've been a classroom teacher. I can put the work behind it.
Let's move on. There have been a lot of problems with the state's IT system for administering human service benefits, known as UHIP. Giovanni Ferosi, if you came into the governor's office in January, what would your approach be for addressing the situation and trying to make it better?
Well, first and foremost, you'd have to address the leadership team immediately. I would bring in some of the most, experienced decision makers in the world to address that.
Would you cut Deloitte loose?
I believe you'd have to, because at this point, The reality is you have to follow a rule, which we're way beyond it. And frankly, the things that have gone bad in my life, I did not follow that rule. And so I'm well aware to make sure I never not make this mistake again, which is fail fast.
But if Deloitte was cut loose, they've been doing free work for the state for quite a while now. Would the state not lose its leverage over Deloitte to try and fix this situation?
You know, I'm so glad that we're in this debate as the Republicans, because that's the key to the whole reason why I'm running, the reason why I'm a conservative. I hate the word free. I don't like free. I think free sucks. I think it's the worst word ever. And if you understand why I'm going to connect it to what's important here, is that when there is no reason to get it right, it'll never be right. That's the situation we're in right now.
Let me stop you there. Patricia Morgan, what would you do to improve the UHIP situation from where it is right now?
Ian, they're not doing any work for free. They're saying they're doing work for free, but this under their leadership, it's what, $634 million? That's not free. That's a very, very expensive and still broken program after 2 years. I would absolutely cut Deloitte free, because I think after 2 years, they proved that they don't have what it takes to fix it. I think that as I've looked at it, I can see a path to actually breaking it. It can't be unified. I don't think it works as a unified program, but I would separate HealthSource Rhode Island out, the Medicaid and medical insurances out, and then the cash assistance and food stamps. Each of them requires different kinds of documentation, and I think we can streamline that program, but we absolutely need to get somebody in there that's not Deloitte who can fix it and get an independent oversight on them.
There's a very controversial proposal for a gas-fired energy plant in Burrville. Patricia Morgan, do you support or oppose that, and why?
I oppose it. I just think it's the wrong place to put that kind of a facility. There's not enough water. There's going to be environmental damage. That's a really rural area, and I just think we can find a better place.
Giovanni Ferrosi, what about you? Do you support or oppose the Burrville power plant proposal?
I oppose it.
For what reason?
A lot of the same as what Patricia just said. Frankly, it's just not the right place. And I also believe that, you know, when we get into looking at alternatives such as hydropower, we should, you know, really make that a focus.
Giovanni Ferrosi, what do you consider the optimal reuse of McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket with the Paw Sox leaving, and perhaps also for the Apex site in that city?
I'm not convinced they're going to go anywhere, I have to tell you. I'm just not. At the end of the day, though, just to answer your question, I think that, you know, giving it to the right promoter and right ownership is what's important. I happen to have, when I was CEO of Alex and Ani, relationships with large organizations like Live Nation that owned House of Blues and things of that sort. So I just think you need to get those sort of promoters involved to have the right entertainment in there.
How about you, Patricia Morgan?
You know, I believe in free markets, and that means that there will be businesses, there will be people who come up with imaginative ideas. I have no idea what it will be used for, but I will be open to all of those suggestions that come from people who think that they can reuse that facility and make it a worthwhile part of Pawtucket.
Although Mayor Fung is not here, polling suggests that he has the most support among Republican candidates for governor. He came close to defeating Democrat Gina Raimondo in 2014. Patricia Morgan, why would you be a stronger candidate to take on Governor Raimondo if she is the Democratic nominee in November?
Yeah, what Allen proved last time is that he loses to her. There were people that had the choice of him, and they just couldn't bring themselves to vote for him or her. I don't have that problem. I actually have a message. Allen is hiding. He's not here. He's hiding. People don't know what he believes in. He's used a lot of slick, marketing, but I don't believe he is a stronger candidate. I don't believe he's out there in front.
All right, let's go to Giovanni Ferrosi. Why would you be the strongest Republican candidate to take on Gina Raimondo if she is the Democratic nominee in November?
Well, I think I relate to every Rhode Islander. I don't care if you're an immigrant. I don't care if you've been in the military. I don't care if you worked at Jerry's Supermarket, went to URI, maybe bought glasses from me at Ferocious Eyes Optical back in the day. or worked for me in some capacity at Alex and Donnie or one of our suppliers. I just relate with every Rhode Islander. I'm not a scary Republican, and I believe that is what's required. But more importantly, I think I represent what people want, which is the future. They want to build a new Rhode Island. That's where I think it's not even close. If I win the primary, we will win in November.
Well, speaking of Republicans, the last GOP governor in the state was Don Carcheri. It seemed like he was often spinning his wheels in his relationship with the overwhelmingly Democratic General Assembly. Giovanni Ferosi, if you were to win election as governor, how would you get your priorities through the legislature, given how Republicans have just a very small minority there?
Well, I actually have a background in it. Right. So I was a former state senator and I just wasn't a state senator. I was very active. I was a commissioner of the Rhode Island Lottery. I was the only Republican in leadership. I was the secretary of the Joint Committee on Veterans Affairs, on the Corporations Committee, on the Labor Committee. And to this day, you know, I maintain relationships. They aren't scared of me. They're going to have a dialogue. Even right now, I know the Blockchain Center Development Act is so important. I'm showing it to both sides of the aisle. I need someone to introduce that in January, no matter what. Make sure we pass that so we have a new Rhode Island.
Let me hold you there. Patricia Morgan, you have often said that Democrats have taken ideas from Republican lawmakers like yourself. So if they're just going to pick off your ideas, if you were governor, how would you get your priorities through the democratically controlled legislature?
I know that building. I've been in it for 8 years. I'm on the Finance Committee. I've actually read the budget. I know what's broken. And I also know how to communicate with the people of Rhode Island. So I can work inside the building, but I can work outside the building too. And it is about communicating to average, everyday Rhode Islanders. When I need to, I will go to them. And they actually do have the power. It's about using the bully pulpit in the right way. I'm not afraid to take on the hard challenges. I think I've proven that over in the past. Have a backbone. I will stand up for the right things, and I will take on the important fights when I need to.
The next governor will face a projected deficit about $160 million in the new fiscal year. Patricia Morgan, one of the last times you joined us in studio here, you didn't offer a lot of specifics on where you would cut state spending, which seemed interesting given the length of time you've been in the legislature. Would social services be one area that you would target for dramatic cuts?
You know, I've actually put out a platform on government accountability, which is where we find the money. And yesterday I talked about the Office of Inspector General, which I think is an enormous tool that we can use to find the waste, the fraud, the abuse that is in state spending. We all know it's there. We have a $9.6 billion budget, which is makes us one of the highest tax burdens in the country. So we can find it from the wasteful spending, from the fraudulent spending, from the corruption. We'll use the Inspector General. We'll use a fiscal analysis of all government spending. We'll find the waste first. If there's waste in social services, we'll find it there. But that's not the only place.
Giovanni Ferosi, how would you close that projected $160 million deficit?
So I'd attack it two ways. Number one, I'd actually cut first. So in the Office of the governor's administration overall, I would probably find the money there first and foremost, because in any business, big business anyway, most of your opportunities to cut are in what's called G&A, in the general administrative cost. So I'd begin there. And then secondly, I would actually create new revenue for Rhode Island. So a lot of the technology I speak about actually creates new opportunities for us to generate revenue. And I will be on top of that immediately.
Patricia Morgan, if you are not the next governor, who would do a better job of standing up to House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, Alan Fung or Gina Raimondo?
You know, Ian, I've put $100,000 of my own money into my campaign.
Okay, that's not the question.
And I am not going to lose.
The question is,
I heard your question, but I am not even going to consider that. I'm going to be the winner. So who's the best person to interact with Speaker Mattiello? I am.
Giovanni Ferosi, what do you say to the same question? Would Mayor Fung or Governor Raimondo do a better job of standing up to Speaker Mattiello?
Well, I hope you appreciate that I'm actually going to, you know, answer your question. Obviously, I feel the same way as Patricia. But in answering your question, I think it's important to realize the power of the Speaker of the House in Rhode Island. And we're not here to just bang heads and not move Rhode Island forward. So in that light, it's an easy answer. It would be Mayor Fung.
On the budget, the Speaker may have the upper hand, but there are also ways that you can control that budget and you can have influence there. I know what they are.
Giovanni Ferosi, has the United States gotten better or worse since President Trump was elected and took office?
A lot better.
Because?
Our economy is just humming along. Obviously, you know, anybody with experience will know that there will be some turmoil in the future. You know, it's statistics. But let's be mature about the assessment. And there's just no area of government that I see that we haven't improved. We might have a philosophical difference, those that feel the world doesn't see us the same way. But I fall on the side of, I don't want the world to think we're equal to them and they're equal to us. We are the best nation in the world. I'm an immigrant who came here because we wanted to be in the best place on earth.
We should note the economy was also doing quite well before President Trump took office. Same question to you, Patricia Morgan. Is the country better off or worse off with President Trump in charge?
I think he's done a good job. I'm a financial advisor, and I can tell you that the portfolios that I manage have gone up 50% since the election. I've seen more people getting more money in their paychecks. You know, the rest of the country is growing at 4%. Rhode Island is growing at half that. So I understand that the people who live here in Rhode Island don't feel the difference, but we're going to change that in my administration.
I'd like to ask you about some remarks made by Fox News host Laura Ingraham last month. She said, and I quote, "The America we know and love doesn't exist anymore. Massive demographic changes have been foisted on the American people, and they are changes that none of us ever voted for and most of us don't like." Patricia Morgan, do you agree or disagree, and why?
I didn't hear that comment from her. I don't agree with it necessarily. I don't know, that's straight out of the sky for me. I think we're an exceptional country, and that we can continue to use the things that make America great, like our free market system. You know, we just need to work at it, I guess. I'm sorry, I'm kind of, yeah.
Giovanni Ferosi, do you agree or disagree with that viewpoint expressed by Laura Ingraham, and why?
Well, I mean, if it's looked at exactly, I think, in the way she was trying to frame it, I don't know that it came out exactly the way she wanted to say it, but I do think there has been, you know, shifts in what the United States looks like when it comes to, are we all on the same page working for our country, for our flag, for our state at the same level? Again, I say this as openly and as much as I can say it, which is this.
Was not the same sort of thing said about Italian immigrants in the early 20th century?
Well, that's the thing, is we went to night school. I was there. I went to night school with my dad. I took him as a 5-7-year-old. I was in, you know, talking to my teachers. We're going through parent-teacher conferences. We became Americanized. We didn't come here to make the United States Italy. There are wholesale countries that are coming here wanting not to learn the language, wanting you to be in their country depending on what street you're on. And that is just wrong, and I can have that argument. I am an immigrant. I can stand up, I can show them the role model, and I can say, no, guys, you're wrong. You should be learning English first. If we lived in Italy, we'd be learning Italian first. I mean, it's just common sense.
Is President Trump correct to call the media the enemy of the people?
No.
Why not?
Because you have a role to play. But I also believe strongly that you should have after-action reviews, just like any other company. Just like any other thing, you know, when you take on something, what did you do right? What did you do wrong? You know, my whole last year and a half, I've lived a nightmare because someone reported an error. And even though it wasn't their error, it was the error of the court, a clerk, that ruined my life. And someone needs to be able to say, okay, I reported this, but let's put it and balance it out. The same thing holds true every single day. It doesn't matter if it's the president, if it's someone like us or anybody else. You have to understand statistically, you cannot get everything right.
Let me stop you there. Patricia Morgan, is the media the enemy of the people?
Absolutely not.
Because
you are the fourth estate, and I wish you were stronger than you are now. I know that, you know, I think a lot of us depend on your investigative reporting. I think we depend on you getting our word out. So I really am sometimes distressed by the fact that our media has gone through hard times. They've been shedding jobs because I think it's really important. I don't know how people get the information otherwise.
One of the contentious issues up on Smith Hill is whether abortion rights should be strengthened in Rhode Island in the event that the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. If the legislature passed that bill and you were governor, would you sign it, Patricia Morgan?
You know, I'm pro-life. I don't believe that abortion should be a method of birth control. When I'm governor, I'll make sure that contraception is easily available and affordable for every parent so that they don't have to face a difficult decision. As far as that law, I think it was poorly written. I don't think it protects the health and medical well-being of the people who might be in those clinics. So I would not.
Giovanni Ferrosi, would you sign a bill to strengthen abortion rights in Rhode Island?
No.
Marijuana legalization, do you support that, Giovanni Ferrosi?
I do.
Because?
You know, when industries are inevitable and they're, you know, we don't have these walls between us as states, you know. There are imaginary borders and there's activity all around us. And I just think that, you know, having control of a situation is better for us as a state than having, you know, massive incarceration and penalties as a result of us not dealing with it.
Patricia Morgan, would you support legalizing marijuana?
You know, I already voted to decriminalize marijuana and use, and I already voted for medical marijuana. But as far as recreational, not yet. I think there's still a lot more data that we have to get from the states that have legalized it. One of the things that really troubles me is we have a really strong defense industry here. It's one of our biggest employers, and they provide a lot of really good jobs for Rhode Islanders. It is still illegal at the federal level, and I think if we legalize marijuana here, we may find that defense industry severely impacted.
That's it for our debate with the Republican candidates for governor in Rhode Island. I'd like to thank Giovanni Ferrosi and Patricia Morgan for taking part. We invited Alan Funk to join us, but he declined our invitation to be in the discussion. I'm Ian Donis. Thank you for listening.